My guest at this time is Georgia Republican State Senator Josh McCoon. He joins me now to offer his reaction to Republican Governor Nathan Deal vetoing the legislation, the religious liberty legislation, that easily passed both the State House and Senate. And, Senator, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What was your reaction? Did you expect this, given some of the language changes that had already happened to the bill, or did this come as a shock to you?
No, I was extremely disappointed. This bill that we passed was the result of a lot of negotiation between House and Senate leadership. The governor's office was involved, as was the business community. We certainly felt like we had achieved a compromise that was acceptable to all sides. So the governor's veto was a big disappointment.
Do you think it was simply a matter of the public pressure, or do you think it's just an issue that he disagreed with the vast majority of lawmakers on?
I think the governor caved to pressure from the business community, from largely empty threats from out-of-state companies that were suggesting that they would withdraw or reduce their business in the state if the legislation passed. I think, you know, this bill was so watered down. You know, we had taken out the language that applied to businesses. We had put in language saying that if federal or state law conflicted, that the federal or other state law would trump. You know, we had done everything we'd been asked to do, basically, to just try to get a modest protection for houses of worship, religious schools, and religious nonprofits. And if we can't protect those in a state that's run by the Republican Party, It was a very bad day for people of faith yesterday in Georgia.
Well, let's break it down a little bit more. What exactly do you mean by watered down? What were some of the main things in the original text of the bill that got taken out in order to try and accommodate the governor's concerns and the business community?
Well, the original bill would have applied to businesses, so you would have had a business, you know, some of the well-publicized examples around the country, the baker, the florist, the photographer that doesn't wish to participate in the same-sex wedding, they would have been covered by the bill. We took that out. There was explicit language added in to say that if there was any law at the federal or state level dealing with discrimination, that that law would trump any religious protection. We really narrowed the focus of the bill in terms of who would be protected. You know, we went from sort of a wide-open person definition that would apply to any flesh or and blood individual, any for-profit business, really any entity at all, to a very narrow definition that just was primarily limited to houses of worship, religious schools, and religious nonprofits.
Did you get any response from the governor's office about why they went from seeming to be fine with the changes to the legislation to getting it to vetoing it? You mentioned you believe he caved to public pressure. What's been their explanation to you?
Well, I haven't received any information beyond what was said at the press conference yesterday, where the governor essentially said that he didn't think this law was necessary, and suggested that people of faith were somehow, that it was inappropriate to seek government relief for the protection of the right of free exercise, which, I mean, I just sort of shook my head at that. I don't understand the rationale at all. He made a reference to the founders and that the founders left this issue alone. And I mean, obviously the founders thought it was important to attach the First Amendment to the Constitution, which explicitly protects the right of free exercise. So, I'm not privy to any information beyond what's been, published to the public. But obviously, I don't think that's a sufficient explanation.
The governor says he doesn't believe religious liberty is threatened by vetoing this legislation. What do you think? If there is no religious liberty legislation, what's the impact on people of faith in Georgia?
I think the message the governor sent with the veto is that it's open season on people in Georgia, on people of faith in Georgia. I mean, he talked about it being coming from a place of wanting to welcome people. Well, I think what he's done is he's welcomed radical far-left activists that want to establish, they do want to establish a religion. The religion they want to establish is one of atheistic secular humanism. And I think that is unhealthy for our state. And I think a lot of other people agree. And so we're going to continue to have this argument, and there are going to continue to be legislative efforts to move religious freedom legislation forward in our state.
There are reports now that there's an effort to override the governor's veto through a special legislative session. What's the latest on that?
Well, people are continuing to work on that issue to see if there's the necessary support to override the governor's veto. Obviously, I would vote to override his veto. I think we've got the numbers in the state Senate to do it. The question really is in the House. There are only 118 Republicans in the House. You need 120 to override the governor's veto. So we've got to see if there's a way to get to that magic 120, but people are actively pursuing that option.
And what's next in this debate other than that?
Other than that, it's going back to the state Republican Party, which is back to this legislation in the past, and making sure a strong statement comes out of our state convention in June. And then beyond that, it'll be time to formulate new bills and get them before the public and start promoting them in advance of the 2017 legislative session.
Senator, that unfortunately will have to be the last word. Thank you very much for your time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Georgia Republican State Senator Josh McCoon, he is the lead sponsor of the religious liberty legislation that was vetoed on Monday by Republican Georgia Governor Nathan Deal. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.